Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Our mission is to help make sure we highlight the everyday good we have in our world. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity? Meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about the one horse open sleigh. You know the one I'm talking about, the one from the song Jingle Bells, where you're dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh. Yeah, that's the one we're going to talk about. But first, I'm pleased to announce that we've received our first fictitious award. Yes, the University of KIPP in Southern Alberta has awarded us the best podcast or best new podcast of 2019. And again, this is a completely fictitious award, but we are very proud and honored that we have been accepted in this award. Now, for those of you guys that don't know, KIPP is a very small town in Southern Alberta, and it's only got probably 7 people in it or less. Alberta's got a few interesting quirks about it. One of the things it has is that towns that had railroad stops tend to still be towns, even if the population of those towns doesn't reach a certain threshold or expectation. And that's pretty cool. There's a bunch of other neat things about Alberta as well. For those of you guys who've never been up here, it is north of Montana. And just like Montana, the western portion of the province has quite a few mountains. The eastern portion of the province has kind of what we would refer to as the Great Plains area, and a very big breadbasket worth of being able to produce lots of farming and implements and things like that. So I know that they grow a lot of wheat in this area, and the flour from that wheat is awesome and wonderful and great and helps to feed the world. So, welcome to Alberta, Canada. Now, why am I up here? Well, it's not for anybody up in KIPP. Right? Although that would be cool if I did know a couple of the people that are up there. It's to visit Lethbridge. Lethbridge, Alberta happens to have my in-laws. And what we did recently is we decided to surprise my in-laws by bringing them their grandchildren for Christmas. Now, we'd already planned on coming up here, but we were planning on coming up here so we would arrive the day after Christmas, which is Boxing Day. And instead, we decided to make arrangements to be able to come on Christmas Day. Now, here's how we did that. What we did first is we opened up our presents on Christmas Eve morning. So December 24th, as opposed to December 25th, we hung out as a family and had a good time and were able to take some naps and all the stuff you'd normally do on a holiday. But we also packed. Now, Christmas Eve, our tradition is to hang out with our friends. We had great food. We watched a bit of, White Christmas, which has been our tradition, and we had an episode about that earlier. So we watched White Christmas, hung out, ate good food, and then around 9 o'clock at night, we got in the car and decided to start driving north. Now, one of the things you need to know about traveling on Christmas Eve is the snowplow guys aren't out there plowing snow. So any weather you encounter is going to be something you have to overcome. And that was the case for us. We started driving, and coming out of Boise, we ended up going directly west on the interstate. We head west on the interstate, we hit a town called Pocatello, and then we start driving north. As we drive north, our next big town is Idaho Falls, and we get to Idaho Falls, and lo and behold, freezing rain, right? So we've got rain coming down, it is literally freezing on the windshield and getting to the point where it's becoming more difficult to see. I'm slowing down to accommodate the road conditions that are out there, and we just continue to plug our way north. We managed to get through that and then have about an hour or so of good weather, and then in Montana we hit another storm, right? Nothing huge, right? But it's enough snow coming down on the ground that without the roads being plowed means that we've got to slow down our travel as well. Now, without stopping, it's about 12 and a half hours from our house to Grandma's house. And so, slowing down to 20 miles an hour or 30 miles an hour significantly impacts the amount of time that you're spending in a car. But we go ahead and we slow down and we keep going north, go through the mountains and canyons, and we go through Helena, and we get all our way up. And the weather cleared up, once we hit that Great Plains area of Montana. And then the sun came up in the morning and just kind of beautiful sunrise. Lots of fresh snow out there, not huge drifts, or anything like that, but fresh snow and ice on the trees. So the trees look totally crystallized in the early morning sunlight. And we just we were able to get cruising and driving. And at the border, we met some very nice Canadian folks who were friendly, meaning that the folks who do the screening for whether or not you're able to come into Canada are awesome, just great folks. And we dropped off a soda or two for them to say thank you for being at work on Christmas Day. And made our way up to Lethbridge. Lethbridge is about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of the border. And so we drive up into Lethbridge, totally quiet. And my grandmother's, or the grandmother's house, or my mother-in-law's house, has a bay window, and she tends to be mindful of what's going on outside. So what we did is we parked a bit down the street where she couldn't see from the bay window, and had the kids get out of the car and walk in a way where they wouldn't have been seen. And so they get up towards the front door, and we've got two phone calls happening. So I'm on my phone to the kids so they can hear that on the other phone we're calling grandma. And my wife calls and she says, hey, are you guys up for some visitors? You know, they were just chatting, and she says, hey, are you guys up for some visitors? And that was the cue for the kids to type in the code on the front door and start walking in. And so we get to hear grandma say things like, yeah, sure, but I've got somebody coming in right now. I'm not sure who it is. And then we hear our kids start singing at the top of their lungs, we wish you a Merry Christmas and being in grandma's house, and just got her to tears so quickly. Because some of our best presents and things that we have around the holiday time isn't what we put in a box or wrap in a bow. It is one another. And being able to spend time together and recognizing how our time together is precious and important in our lives. Now, I'm not perfect at this. I play video games. I'm not always like jumping into interacting with folks. I have a certain level of, you know, how much interaction I can handle. But I like being near people. And to feel that closeness. I once said, when somebody was talking to me about PTSD and other things like that, that one of the best things you could do for somebody that's having a moment that's challenging, at least a guy that's having a challenging moment, is to sit next to them. Don't have to say anything, but just sitting next to them and how comfortable that feels. And so I really am the sort of person where I feel very comfortable being up here and being around family and enjoy the memories from that. Now, the title of this episode is One Horse Open Sleigh. And I bring this up because as I was describing the weather conditions driving up, I mean, we love to romanticize dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh, or the fields we go laughing all the way. I would not be laughing in a one horse open sleigh. I mean, if we think about that, first off, it's got to be cold enough for a sleigh to be viable. So it's got to be at least freezing outside. There's got to be enough snow so that way the sleigh doesn't scrape anything. So you're talking about at least 4 or 5 inches. And then you've got one horse pulling the sleigh. And then the snow can't be terribly deep. Otherwise, the horse won't be able to actually pull the sleigh. And you can't go up too steep things or down too steep things, because that doesn't work either. And so as romantic as it is to sing that song, oh my goodness, for any of you guys that have traveled around this holiday season, be grateful that we are not all going in one horse open sleighs. The reason being is, if I were to make that trip from Boise up to Canada via horse, it would have taken several days to have done it, and I don't have enough vacation time for that. And, you know, an open sleigh means that you're exposed to the elements 100% of the time. There's no heater in that thing. There's no, hey, can you grab something? It is just simply cold, and you're wrapped up in blankets. And while they may have created romantic, you know, memories from that we sing in harmony every year, I prefer to take my, not one horse, but several hundred horses or horsepower in my car with the kids and go north and be able to be comfortable. I hope you guys too look for the opportunities and the blessings that we have. And going back through history can be neat, right? And we can go down some rabbit holes on history. First off, when I refer to history, it is not just the history in a book, right? And meaning the history in your history books for school. Those are very one-sided. I like to look at history as the individual stories. So read a story going back in the past where you can understand and learn and appreciate what it was like to live, not just what it was like for the government, what was going on with politics at the time, but what it was like to live in that era. And oh my goodness, have we not been blessed? Now, each year as we close out this year, you're going to see an incremental change in how much better life is than it was last year. And you'll see opportunities to improve. You know, 2020 will have opportunities for us to improve, and we should take advantage of those opportunities. But let's not forget how wonderful the world is that we're surrounded by. So if you're having one of those moments, they happen. If you're having one of those moments where you're not feeling particularly upbeat, find something to be grateful for. And it doesn't matter how small it is. And it doesn't matter how normal it is to your life. Getting in a minivan and driving north to see grandma and grandpa is a pretty normal thing in our lives, right? We didn't think much about it. But normal has a lot that you can be grateful for. That's it for this edition. I'm going to go ahead and remind you that this show can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. You can also search for us at YouTube, Spotify, Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, etc. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?